More candidates running for president oppose the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal than support it. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Rodham Clinton is the latest to declare her opposition to the deal. The TPP was negotiated by the Obama administration. As Secretary of State, Clinton described Obama's TPP as the gold standard of trade agreements. But this month, she said the final deal does not appear acceptable. "I don't believe it's going to meet the high bar I have set," she said. Senator Bernie Sanders, Clinton's top challenger for the Democratic presidential nomination, opposed the agreement. He maintained that stance even before the deal was finalized. "We need trade policies that promote the interests of American workers, not just the CEOs of corporations," he said, after 12 nations announced agreement on the Pacific trade deal October 4th. Republican presidential candidates are divided. Businessman Donald Trump, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee opposed the deal. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Ohio Governor John Kasich are mostly in support of the agreement. Others, including former Surgeon Ben Carson, said they are waiting for more information before expressing a view. But the U.S. Congress will likely vote to accept or reject the deal long before the winning candidate takes office in January 2017.
The trade agreement eliminates or reduces tariffs and other barriers to trade among 12 nations. Ministers from Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, and Malaysia approved the deal. It was also approved by ministers from Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, the United States, and Vietnam. The approval came on October 4th. Congress has never voted against a major trade deal. The TPP might lack support from U.S. politicians who are running for president or who are trying to keep their congressional seats. Many U.S. businesses support the trade deal. They say it will export more of their products to Asian markets. But unions fear job losses and cuts in wages and benefits if the trade deal is approved. Democrats are very much interested in the support of unions, and the labor movement is opposed to this deal, said Brian Brocks, a political science professor at Tulane University. He said that most voters may not understand the complicated agreement, but many are likely to see it as being helpful to big businesses rather than American workers. Also, many Republicans are not inclined to support a proposal by President Barack Obama, a Democrat. That makes it harder for a Republican candidate for president to support an agreement his administration negotiated. For Republicans, candidates not supporting something backed by President Obama is never a bad idea, Brocks said. In other words, voting against Obama's projects is good for Republicans. Trump tweeted comments about the deal that played to Republican primary voters opposed to President Obama. He tweeted that the Obama administration was incompetent. TPP is a terrible deal. Rubio, the Florida senator, said he wants to see more details before taking a firm position. However, he told CNBC, "I'm generally very much in favor of free trade."
The Trans-Pacific Partnership sets rules for investments from one country to another. It includes protections for intellectual property such as patents and computer software. The deal covers more issues than is the case with some free trade agreements. It is basically a free trade agreement on steroids, Columbia University International Economics lecturer Andrea Bubala said on #VOA. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman said the trade agreement will improve the U.S. economy. It will allow more U.S. products to be exported than foreign products will be imported to the U.S. U.S. products face tariffs as high as 70% on autos, 50% on machinery, and 700% on certain agricultural products, Froman said. Eliminating or reducing the high tariffs will make U.S. products more competitive, he said. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo.